I have the perfect life, the perfect family, the perfect friends, the perfect special someone. Everything was perfect. I remember being in the kitchen, making dinner with my family, telling jokes, laughing, having a good time, like normal families. And I remember walking through town with my friends, everyone going by, you know, wow, look at her. She's popular. And then that special someone, I got so excited just thinking about him because I knew that one day he was the one. But then something changed. I got really sick and I went to doctors, all the doctors in the town, and no one knew what it was. And I couldn't do anything about it. My family kicked me out of my house. My friends shunned me. My boyfriend didn't talk to me. He didn't care. I was alone. And then I heard that Jesus was coming. I heard about the miracles that he had performed, and it gave me hope. Maybe he could heal me. When he came through town, there was a crowd of people. And I knew that if I just got close, something would happen. Something amazing. But I didn't want to go through that crowd. All those people. I was so afraid of what they would think of me. I hadn't been touched. No one had talked to me in years. But I decided it was my only hope. So I went through the crowd. And people were bumping into me. And just those bumps, just those little nudges, something went through me because I hadn't been touched in years, and it felt so good. I got closer and closer to Jesus, and then I thought, what am I doing? Jesus isn't going to accept me. He's way better than me. What does he want with me? No one talks to me. But this was my only hope. So I let go. I let go of what everyone was thinking about me. I let go of what Jesus would think about me because I knew that Jesus had power. I got closer and I reached out and grabbed his cloak. And in that instant, there was power that rushed through me, my whole body, and I could feel it. It was amazing. And Jesus stopped and he turned around. And he asked, who touched me? And his disciples said, Jesus, what are you talking about? There's people bumping up around you all the time. What do you mean who touched you? Jesus said, no, someone touched me. I felt power go through me. I knew I couldn't hide the guilt on my face. And so I fell on my knees and I started crying and I just cried and cried. And Jesus knelt down beside me. He picked me up in his arms. And I said, Lord, I touched you. And he said, you have been made well because of your faith. This story is often only glanced at because it's a short story. There's not a whole lot of description behind it. But does that mean it has any less significance? Have you ever thought of what that woman had to hold on to and all that she had to let go of? This year has been pretty amazing for me. I can really see God working in my life when I look back on it now, just this year. At the beginning of the year, I tried out for Corleers, and I had been wanting to be on Corleers for my whole life, since I can remember. It's always been a dream. And I tried out, and the next day, I go see all these lists posted all around School, I look. Carolee Ruman, Carolee Ruman, Carolee Ruman, Carolee Ruman, no Carolee Ruman. Okay. That's cool. Now what? Then I heard that there's gymnastics tryouts, and I was like, you know what? What the heck? What do I have to lose? I can't touch my toes. I can't do a somersault. I can't do a cartwheel. I can't do a handstand. I can't do any of the basics. But you know what? I'll try it. Sure. What's another rejection? But I made it. I don't know how. It's really fun. I'm really enjoying it a lot. And when I found out there was an Alaska trip, I was like, oh yeah, this is right. So everything kind of worked out. I'm glad I made gymnastics this year and not choraliers, if only because of the trip. Then I tried out for volleyball, and I wasn't really sure if I wanted to be in volleyball. It was just kind of, you know, I don't have PE class this year, so it'd be good exercise, but I really need to focus on homework. So it's just kind of, I don't know. I tried out. I didn't make varsity. I made JV. And I knew that there were other girls that wanted it more than me. And so I decided, you know what? They can have it. They can have it. I don't really want it that much. So another kind of rejection, because I kind of wanted to make varsity. But then Allie asked me if I wanted to sing with her for amateur hour. And I said yes. I didn't expect to make it. There's like no way. There was like 20 vocalists on that list. And I was like, me? No. I heard them practicing and some of them were super good. I went in and we tried out and I left and I was really disappointed. I was like, oh man, sorry, Allie. We're not going to make it this time, but maybe next year. And then the next day, come to find out, I made it. What do you know? Then there was basketball. I tried out for basketball. I wasn't really sure if I would even make the team, and I made varsity. I really didn't expect to be a starter, but I am. And it just seems like this is a recurring theme in my life. Whenever I say yes, God says no. And whenever I say no, God says yes. It really doesn't matter what I want, because He's just going to do it Himself. I applied at Mivedon for this summer, and I'm contemplating applying for Camp Wawona in California, and my parents actually don't know about that, so I guess we'll be talking about that afterwards, but, you know, so I don't know where God wants me to go. I don't know if it's Camp Mivedon, if it's Camp Wawona, if it's neither of those places, but I know that wherever I go, it's going to be the best place because God has a plan. And look at me here now. I did not expect this to happen, but I'm here and it's God's plan. And I'm willing to be there. I'm willing to do it. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Proverbs 16. 1-3. It says, "We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. We may think we know what is right, but the Lord is the judge. He's the judge of our motives. Share your plans with the Lord and you will succeed." In verse 9, it says, "We make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we will go." And in verse 33, it says, "We make our own decisions, but the Lord alone determines what happens." Then if you skip over to Proverbs 19, verse 21, "We may make a lot of plans, but the Lord will do what He has decided." Our plans really don't matter. when you really listen to these verses, because God's going to do whatever He wants. But it's really important that we're listening and that we're willing to do His plan. And that's when we have to let go. We have to let go of what we want, because might not happen. Last night, I was stressing out about this talk. This whole week, I've been stressing out about it. Every single free minute of my time has been spent trying to come up with what I'm going to say. And I still don't even know what I'm going to say. And I realized last night that I'm not letting go. How am I supposed to preach to you? How am I supposed to tell you to let go when I'm not letting go? I'm like, you know what? I'm like a Pharisee. I'm a hypocrite. There's a part of me that said, you know what? It's okay, because you can just tell them that you struggle with it too. So you can just, it's okay, just keep working on your talk. But then there was another part of me that was saying, just let go. Let go. Just focus on me. It's better to prepare your heart than to prepare your talk. Maybe you're saying, okay, Carolee, I get it. You gave your life to God. He's leading you, and it's amazing. But what do I do? How do I let go? I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what your past is. I don't know what your story is. Maybe it's anger that you're holding on to. Maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe it's a boyfriend or girlfriend that you know isn't a good influence on you. You know you won't be together forever. Maybe you broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend and you can't let go of that. Maybe there's family issues. Maybe it's like the story of that sick woman who just had to let go of what other people thought of her. Maybe it's temptations or your plan for your life. Or even just the stress of every day, all the homework. I struggle with that a lot. At the beginning of the year, I was just focused on homework. Homework, 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 every single second. Every single free time that I had. I don't have any free periods, and I have basketball now, so that adds to it, and I'm overwhelmed. So every free second that I had, I was doing homework. Then I decided, you know what? I should probably talk to God every once in a while. You know, that would probably be a good thing. So I tried it out just for like 5-10 minutes a day. And I decided I'd never go back, because I was getting to bed at 10 o'clock at night, getting my full 8 hours of sleep in so that I wasn't grumpy the next day. And I wasn't stressed about anything. I was getting all my homework done. Everything was... it was so much better. When you let go, God blesses you. When you give to Him, He gives to you. It's important that you set your priorities straight. Homework was number one on my list. But after what I experienced, I'm never going back. It's God, and then it's homework. When you set your priorities straight, then you can let go. But when you let go, you have to be willing to trust. You have to trust God's plan. How do you trust? You have to build a relationship. Trust isn't there. You can't just trust a stranger. You have to be still and know that He is God. You have to have confidence in God that He will see you through. You have to pray to Him to get that relationship there. When you go to the Word, it's really powerful. When you spend time, it's good advice. I learned that you have to stop expecting and start accepting. But most importantly, you have to fix your gaze on Jesus. You have to dwell on Him. That's all that matters. Everything else will come into place. Just like the woman from the story, you have to cling to Jesus. God will never let you go. Hebrews 12:1-2. says, such a large crowd of witnesses is all around us, so we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the sin that just won't let go. And we must be determined to run the race that is ahead of us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. I wrote a song, kind of spur of the moment, and I'd like to share that with you.
Reaching out.